Hey, hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. Thank you for joining me today on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. I want you to come into alignment with the God-given gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, here in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. What's up, babies? I want to talk a little bit about. I'm going to give you guys some tips for the pursuit of happiness, and we're going to take kind of a backwards approach here. But I do want to start. I've been challenging myself to memorize Bible verses now. I've been on the schedule of reading the Bible for a year, and I think one of my favorite places so far, because I'm already in Joshua in the New Testament, and I read a little bit of the Old Testament and then Psalms and then the New Testament. But something that has really stuck out to me is going to be in John 15. It's literally verses 9 through 17, but 11 stands out to me a lot. Okay, so it's 15, verse 9 or verse 11, and it's these things I've spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This was literally part of his mission, not just to wrap us up in, grace, forgiveness, peace and love and truth of who God was, but literally for us to have eternal happiness. He said these things to us. He came to us. He taught us. He walked with us. He became one of us so that we could grasp the idea of joy here, of having that peace. And where there is love, you cannot have fear. So when you are just relishing in love and you don't have the weight of fear and anxiety, joy is very present. And I'm bringing this to you guys because I've had a couple of rough days of just like rough days. And my alarm went off this morning and I physically didn't feel good. And that doesn't happen very often for me. I physically didn't feel good. And I was like, what the heck? So I went ahead and I turned off my alarm and I slept more. And when I woke up, I had a different perspective. And that was my intention of falling back asleep of like, I was losing my way really. And I don't know what woke me up to bring me to that awareness of like I was kind of traveling through the dark. I can even say like yesterday when I was doing my reading or when I was praying, it was very just surface. It didn't feel real to me. I realized I'm focusing on just the negative things in life. And who's gonna fix that for me? Who's going to come and wave their magic wand and be like, okay, everything is the way you want it right now? What's happening is things are out of my control. And instead of celebrating the control I do have, like being able to wake up and to work out and to commit to what I'm doing and to commit to my mental health, I allowed myself to kind of spiral on another level. And I think part of that is I knew I'm switching my days for microdosing. And the first day that I didn't do it on my scheduled day, I like owned the idea that it was going to be hard. I was like, this is really going to suck for a couple days. It was, that self-fulfilling prophecy. I set myself up for that, but I feel like so many people just are on this hamster wheel of choosing misery. Like you make sure you wake up every morning and you're going to immediately check your phone for bad news. I watch my husband do this. Like he is one of those. I open my phone, I go to YouTube, and then I get pissed off because it's political bullshit and something's happening and all these things. But I mean, that's the perfect way to kickstart your day with a delightful dose of misery. You always dwell on past mistakes and missed opportunities because who needs to move forward if you're just going to choose to wallow in self-pity. And then you want to surround yourself with negative people who drain your energy faster than a leaky faucet, okay? Because misery loves company. And I find myself, when I'm having dark days, I find myself with the temptation of just kind of falling into negativity. That's what I'm magnetized to. It is like, whatever you're feeling, that kind of shit is going to gravitate towards you. And having those rough days, I mean, that's my testimony. It's true. It's 100% true. And then all of a sudden, you know, you don't want to forget to compare yourself to other people constantly. That's what we do, especially when we're not feeling good, because nothing says happiness like feeling inadequate all the time. Okay. Found myself doing that yesterday, where I didn't even want to be productive. I didn't want to create. I didn't want to do anything because I just wasn't as good as the next person. And then I feel, you know, this procrastinate on everything until it piles up and suffocates you, because why deal with problems when you can drown in them instead? I felt that. I don't know. I can't pinpoint exactly when the shift happened. I just know it's been 2 days of all this shit. Okay. And suffering in silence. Like, that's the true mark of a martyr, right? Like, just kind of keeping this to myself. I did text a kid yesterday, one of my kids, and I was like, man, I'm just like feeling depressed. And, you know, I'm doing these workouts and exercising is supposed to make you happy. But guess what, bitch? You're in the arena. You got to keep swinging. That means no matter what I do, there's still going to be moments of not feeling 100%. And I'll tell you what, part of what I realized today is that my goals just aren't big enough. My goals aren't big enough. And I know this sounds weird. I know it sounds weird because I, you know, I have these goals and I'm doing these things. I've got this podcast. I'm bringing people on it. I'm promoting it. Like, I'm doing these things that I want to do, but the goal just isn't big enough because I'm doing that, right? Life is about the journey, not the destination. So I had this overwhelming feeling like, oh, this is it. This is it. And if you're feeling like that right now, if you're doing something and you know, you're kind of stepping into, you know, your potential, you're building that business you've been putting off, you're, you know, starting your marketing agency, you're doing whatever. And you kind of just feel like, oh, this is it. That's because your goals are not big enough. Really. Like, there always has to be something bigger. And I'm the queen of dream big, bitch. Okay. That's literally, literally the name of my company, Dream Big Bitches. And I found myself not doing that. And I love that this was brought to my awareness so fast. Like, after I woke up this morning, you know, I sat in that bad feeling. I sat, you know, in everything that didn't feel good physically. I sat in that and I gave it to God. And I think that so many people would struggle a lot less if they could just realize that they had the power and capacity to give that to Him. Like, that He's ready to carry the burden, right? So I give Him that stuff and I just say, look, I'm not leading that life of love. Like, these past 2 days have kind of been blah. I've been snappy at the kids. And I just am, I'm focusing on the wrong shit. So, you know, I gave that to Him and I said my intention of like, I am going to flip the script today. Like, I want to wake up and I want to feel, you know, committed and attached and just aware of what's going on. I want to be here. I want to deal with whatever, you know, gross things I'm harboring, because I did do that for a minute for 2 whole days and today's still not a microdose day, but I realized like it's that act of taking the capsule. I think that I was just becoming dependent on, it's the act, but the truth is I need to have that intention and that awareness and obviously the prayer that this is something that lasts inside me on a permanent level, you know, knowing I'm still going to have the bad days. Sometimes you just have to embrace that things look like shit, you know, and it's a matter of, you know, how can I face this with love? This doesn't feel good to me. How can I embrace this and face this with love? This is the season that I'm in. How can I make the best of that? And that was my intention today. And I know there's other people out there struggling to find happiness for a million reasons. Obviously, the biggest thing that works for me is giving it to God and knowing, you know, just reminding myself literally what Jesus went through for us to be here and for Him to be able to plant that seed of joy inside of us. Like, it's our DNA. It's our DNA. I don't think that everybody in the world is a child of God. I don't believe that because, you know, Jesus says like, you can't get to God unless you come through me. So we choose that. We choose that to be new in him, to become, I guess they call it born again, like our second awakening. And I went through shit. Like, I went through the dark night of the soul, terrifying time in my life. And I chose wrong. I chose wrong for a long time. And I felt that. I felt that because I literally thought I was going to die. So many times I was like, there is something wrong. And it was slapping me in the face the whole time. Like I had my hand in shit. That wasn't my business. I wasn't leading people to what Christ could do for them. Right. So just that huge awareness, I had a chance to wake up. And now I feel that. I feel that newness. Like the darkness of the soul followed me around for a really long time. But people struggle for that. And I think the hack, honestly, is to just give it all to God. You know, go through the sun, find him, see what he did for you, find that sacrifice. It's incredible. It's an incredible. I mean, it just, words just don't do justice for the sacrifice that was made for us, you know, knowing what he knew what was going to happen to him. And he's still talking about, I want you to find joy here. You know, if the world hates you, know it hated me first. And sometimes we feel like the world is out to get us. And that's the temptation and the lure, to become part of the world. So what are things that, you know, make us attracted to that? And that it's that instant gratification. It's, you know, taking us to a whole other level. The devil is out there lying to us every single day about shit that's good to us. So we struggle because we have these really high expectations, unrealistic expectations about what happiness should look like. We don't break shit down to it just being simple. And that's the era of my life right now, is keep it simple, stupid. It's the KISS method. It's everything is so fucking simple. We complicate it. We complicate it. You're struggling in your business right now because you're complicating it. It's so fucking easy. It's simple. And I'm doing this to myself. So we're going through this together. I don't want you to think, oh, look at her. No, bitch. Trust me. I am trying to overcomplicate everything in my life right now, because I'm like, it can't really be that easy, can it? So that's it. We drive ourselves to this constant dissatisfaction when reality doesn't meet our expectations. And then this comparison, constantly comparing ourselves, especially through social media, and we just constantly feel inadequate. There's no room for happiness if you don't feel whole. And we rely too much on external factors, like, you know, the wealth and the status, the material possessions. That's how we validate happiness. And that's where you're going to be disappointed. And that's kind of my struggle right now, is the outside stuff. I'm not just keeping it simple. I'm not just here in this moment enjoying this era. I always have to make something out of something, if that makes sense to you. It makes sense in my very neurodivergent brain. But I always have to make something out of something, instead of just keeping it simple and just being present here and finding the joy of, I get to be a mom and I also get to launch a podcast. I don't have to do 100 other fucking things right now. And that's the pull I feel, is that, you know, if I'm not doing a million things, I'm not doing enough. And that's all from outside bullshit. And wanting, you know, that external validation. So there's just disappointment because I can't do everything at once. And that's what I'm trying to process now. I can't do everything at once. I have to slow down. And that's my new intention for this week with microdosing, is just to slow down and know I can't do everything at once. I get very excited, especially when I see momentum in something. And when I see momentum in one thing, there's something, there's like a switch that flips, and it's an old habit that, you know, I'm just going to have to process through to create a new little communication in my brain to reroute the path of the known. Okay. The path of the toxic habits, the autopilot bullshit. I feel the momentum in one thing, and all of a sudden I get excited that I can do everything. I could do everything. You know, I have this, everybody thinks I'm a badass because I do everything. I'm doing all these things. Like, that's not where I'm at now. So it's rerouting and just saying, I don't have to be doing everything to be successful. That's not where I'm going to find fulfillment, because then I'm going to have a lot of regrets of like not being in that moment with little things, not finishing and accomplishing one goal, setting the bigger goal. Instead, I set a bunch of little shit that I think is big, but the truth, I'm not being honest with myself. You know, and then we start coming into that lack of self-awareness, not knowing yourself well enough to understand what truly brings joy and fulfillment. It's going to lead you to pursuing the wrong things. And this is a pull for me. This is a pull when I'm trying to like lock into mentors that, you know, have a lot of this, the things that I desire. When I lock into that, all of a sudden, it's not about me anymore. I'm not looking at what brings me joy. I'm seeing what's working for them. And then all of a sudden I'm trying something wonky that doesn't even align with me. And, you know, I end up just imploding on everything and kind of just giving up. That's going to feed my negative thinking patterns. You know, that everything's a catastrophe. Okay. That's what happens to me. Instead of doing this, instead of ruminating on this shit, okay, I've clouded my perception of reality. So I can't experience that happiness. And then little shit comes up. It's just that, you know, unresolved traumas are always going to whisper at you. And I feel like because if we look for it, we're always going to find it. So I've gotten in this habit of asking myself, okay, what happened to little Brandon that she's like fucking spiraling right now? What's going on? And the truth is, no, in this moment right now, it's not about my fucking trauma. Like my feelings got hurt, you know, my feelings got hurt. And then I go through this process of like, should I say something? Should I not say something? You know, should I just let it go? And I like downplay just that validation where I could just say, look, my feelings are hurt. This is what it looked like to me. This is what it felt like. And once I say it and it's out, I know I feel better. I know I feel better. But instead, it's that people-pleasing habit that we have of like, well, we'll just take the fall for this. And like, that's where I end up carrying the weight of everything around me. Because I worry too much about other people. And I guarantee these other people aren't giving a fuck about me. Okay. They're not losing sleep over it. They don't give a fuck. I've seemed to surround myself with very just self-serving people that are going to put their comfort first. And I need to take notes from that in a positive way. Instead of seeing that there's a negative side to that or seeing, you know, it highlights how much I feel like I don't matter in the lives of other people. And that shouldn't be my focus. How much do I matter to myself? Because the right people are going to magnetize to me. And in some ways, that's sometimes scary. It's sometimes scary being open to drawing new people and new experiences. Because if you've been bullshitting yourself in a mundane, you know, life of just enough, when you start calibrating and you start magnetizing people, it blows your fucking mind. And I know that that's a scary thing because those are the people that are going to challenge me to step into the next level of who I can be. That's our point. We want to keep calibrating to our potential. We want to keep growing into becoming the best version of ourselves. That's our purpose. And then we help other people do this. So it's not always about like trying to figure out the trauma. It's your present moment of like, can you just say that hurt your fucking feelings and move on? And then you start, you know, you don't prioritize your well-being. You are neglecting self-care. You're, you know, letting go of healthy relationships. You can't cultivate happiness in this moment. So we have to have that self-awareness, that acceptance, and a conscious effort to focus on that present moment. And I know it's hard. It's hard because we're in these habitual patterns. Humans are creatures of habit. So if you're accustomed to negative thinking patterns, it's hard to break out of that. I get that. And then you've got, you know, societal pressures, you've got regular stress, life circumstances. That's challenging to maintain a positive outlook, of course. And then we all kind of navigate life through this fear of change. Instead of embracing that, we just get intimidated and invoke that fear of the unknown. We find comfort in the misery because it's familiar. Even if it's not serving you well, it's familiar. And that's a comfort, no matter how toxic. Without that deep understanding of really what brings you joy, we don't make the choices that are going to lead to happiness. And we're just out there for that short term, And we keep going from one little thing to the next. And that's my awareness that smacked me in the face so hard this morning when I was talking to God. I'm like, dude, I am not setting goals big enough. Like I'm doing this little shit because of the short-term gratification. Busted. Call myself out. And no one's going to call me out on that. No one's going to be like, oh my gosh, because most of the people aren't living up to a different level. They're not even setting the little goals. So of course they're going to keep me satiated because they're gonna be like, wow, B, you're really doing it. You know, when Jesus, their big highlight of the day was finishing that, you know, series they're watching on Netflix. I really have to call myself out on the bullshit because no one else is going to do that. And the truth is same for you, that you're not setting goals big enough. And if you're not setting goals at all, holy shit, I wonder why you're not happy. You know, it is a choice. It's absolutely a choice. And so what are some tips that I can give you guys? Because that's where we're getting here. I take you through the long way because I want you to see, yeah, life is kind of fucked for everybody. I don't care how great you have it. I don't care if I've been doing this for 20 years. I'm still going to find shit about myself that I need to learn and grow and evolve. And it doesn't mean that everything I've been doing is wrong. It means it's working, especially if I'm willing to call myself out on the bullshit. Playing small. That's the only way I can put it. And I've heard people say that everyone is pursuing happiness, whether they realize it or not. You know, a lot of people believe that pursuing happiness never leads to happiness. You're chasing it, which means you're kind of pushing it away from you. And there's other people that think pursuing happiness is selfish. How do we know what's right for you? There's a lot of clues about what we need in order to feel happy. Step number one, I mean, call Jesus into your heart. That's it. He's joy. He's that pure joy. He's the everlasting life. That's simple. Why do we complicate that? And those that value happiness the most aren't the happiest group of people. Studies show that people that prioritize happiness are less likely to be happy than those who don't consider happiness to be important. It's weird. And a lot of people, you know, that do value happiness, that are completely constantly just obsessing over it, these are the people that end up feeling depressed and lonely because they're thinking it's something outside of themselves. That's it. And then we get into this toxic culture of positivity. You know, it grinds my gears. Is that a word for that? It's very frustrating when I see, especially, you know, coaches in the industry that are just talking about, you know, be happy, think positive thoughts, and they just continue to talk about stuff that is bullshit. Well, what about the past 2 days of my darkness? I sure as fuck couldn't have just snapped out of that and thought positive thoughts. You know, I positively wanted to murder someone. That's about as positive as it got. Okay. Living a meaningful life. This is how you gravitate towards joy. It is that peace. It is when we stop resistance that we have that peace, where we can have that joy without meaning in life. This is where we start filling the void with the pursuit of power, materialism, or, you know, we latch on to food addiction, drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever your vice is. It is that thing. What is meaningful? There is no universal answer to this. You get to choose what's meaningful to you. And happiness will elude you if you don't live your life in a way that you consider to be meaningful. You're going to feel guilty, and guilt and happiness cannot coexist. And there's a lot of things that have to be present if you really want to experience happiness. You know, people pray for cake and, you know, they get the flour, they get the butter, they get the eggs, they get all the things. And then they're too lazy to actually make the cake. Okay. It's the same thing with the things that we need to feel happy. We have everything inside of us. We're just too lazy to mix it and put it in the oven. But if you know the truth and you have all the ingredients to make the cake, it's really not that big of a deal to mix it up and put it in the oven and finish it. Once you're done, you're like, oh, it wasn't that bad. That wasn't so bad. And that's how it is when you realize that you have everything inside of you for this happiness and for this joy. You have the ability to care for yourself. And I mean, the truth is, it would be hard for you to be happy if you're in your 40s, you know, living with your parents. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not adequately providing for your kids, it is hard to have joy and peace. You've got the ability to care for yourself. You have it in you. You're just missing these opportunities because you have lost yourself down the rabbit hole of misery. And you've got to have something to look forward to. This is the issue with my goals. They're just not big enough. And if you feel like, you know what, I'm setting goals and I just still feel kind of off, your goals aren't big enough. You're going for that quick fix. You're going for that, like, you know, it's the same thing. Like I told, I'm just going to call myself out all day. I told you guys I was going to do this YouTube thing and I put it off for years. You guys, I've avoided the YouTube thing for years. Then it was my goal. Like, I'm going to post on YouTube, right? I did it for about 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, that's it. There was nothing outside of that. There was nothing substantial to that goal. It was literally on my notebook says post to YouTube. That was the goal. And we wonder why Brandon didn't keep going. Okay. I'm not consistent there. So there's a lot of things that are going to be rewritten in the next week or two with my life. I have to recalibrate the recalibration because I realized, holy fuck, how is that just a goal to post on YouTube? So of course I did it and nothing happened. I didn't die. The world didn't implode. Nothing happened. So then I quit because I achieved the goal, right? So it was that quick, you know, I had the adrenaline. I'd built it up to be something and then boom, I did it and nothing happened. I was like, kind of like the bitches that start a business and, you know, after 3 months, they haven't made money and they're just like, what? I'm done. Like, we just don't commit to like the actual goal, the experience, the journey. Okay. What are my expectations? What are my intentions? If I post on YouTube, why am I doing this? What do I expect out of it? We got to get deeper. I got to get deeper. You could come with me. We're going to do that. We're going to do that. My goals are fucking stupid. I'm embarrassed now. I'm embarrassed because it's in my awareness. And I'm like, wow, can we make this any simpler? And can we play it any safer? No, absolutely not. You have human nature, okay? When you have something to look forward to, you feel happier. You feel excited. Whether it's a birthday or vacation, something you've been saving up to buy, anything that's enjoyable to you, have those things to look forward to. That's important. And not just dumb shit like post on YouTube, okay? Set the intention, set the big goal. You know, maybe my goal is to have, you know, 1,000 followers, converting 10% of that into sales, 10% of that into my marketing business. How does that look to me? How does that feel? Is that the goal I want to set, right? I'll figure that out later. Another thing that I think is really great is someone to love and someone that loves you. And that's, I want to say this again, someone to love and someone that loves you, not someone that you do everything for and they give nothing back, okay? Because that honestly isn't love. And I'm not saying to have this expectation that they're responsible for your happiness. Absolutely not. But if you're going to be in a partnership, it can't just go one way. Have someone special in your life and celebrate your progress. When you're making progress, when you can move the needle just a little bit every day, celebrate that. Losing ground doesn't feel good. I know, because that's what I just did to myself. I lost ground and I can't beat myself up that, you know, I've played it safe for the past, you know, 6 weeks. I've played it safe with stupid, dumb little kid goals. I can't keep beating myself up for that, because guess what? I'll find myself in the same place. I'll be stuck here. I'll be ruminating. I'll be here just feeling sorry for myself. What was me? I'm a victim. Progress is important. And you want to have relevance with what you're doing. When you can do something that other people need and appreciate, again, you're more likely to experience that happiness. Do you matter? If you don't think you do, you're never going to be happy, ever. And you've got to not confuse pleasure and fun with happiness. Okay. Happiness feels good. So some people decide that the way to be happy is to feel good, right? So we're talking about that's when the sex comes in, the food, alcohol, hobbies, all sources of fun and pleasure. They feel great in the short term, but the feeling doesn't last. So it's about changing the idea of happy means to feel good. I didn't feel good for the past 2 days, but I'm genuinely still happy. I wasn't, you know, I wasn't lost in fear and anxiety, still coming into that awareness of like, I'm here for the babies. I'm doing this podcast, like still, but I see myself being drawn to the thing, to the feel good things, right? That initial hit, that dopamine hit. We're all driven to move towards happiness. And a lot of people believe it's, you know, you got to be rich and famous and powerful. Other people believe that helping other people will make them happy. You have to decide for yourself what's going to lead to your happiness. I don't think anything is right or wrong. I think that if your, you know, idea of happiness is to be rich and famous and powerful, then do that. I know that the core of who I am is to help other people. That's what works for me. Pleasure and happiness are not the same thing. Please remember that. Remember that when you're on your pursuit of happiness. I mean, you guys look at the statistics of people that are rich and famous and have all the things, and they end up committing suicide. They had all the fun, all the pleasure, all the money, all the fame. They had those things, but they were miserable. So I want you to think about that and understand that happiness and joy, it's basic. It's all in you. You have all the ingredients. It's not anything outside of you. And move through that awareness this weekend. I want you to realize, like, am I reaching for this beer because I'm looking to feel good? And I think this is going to make me happy. Am I reaching for that box of donuts because, you know, I want that dopamine hit? How can you really feel fulfilled without reaching for the outside shit? And for me, that's, again, I've got to give it to God. I can't handle the weight of that. I can't handle the weight and the pressure of feeling like I'm carrying the world. That's not happiness for me. Without a way to hand that off, I can't just be in this awareness, and I can't learn the lessons and keep moving forward. And that's what I have to do. I fucked up, you guys. And it's cool. We're just going to recalibrate, re-navigate, and set some bigger goals. Do that this weekend. I want you to set some massive goals, and I want you to be specific. I'm constantly telling, you know, people, you've got to be specific. You've got to be specific. And while there are some areas I'm very clear on, there's a lot of things I'm vague about. And I do that because it's part of that addiction to security and safety, of course. So I love you, bitches. I want you to absolutely dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who God called you to be, own your shit, and be brave as you step into your full potential as a co-creator. Until next time, love yourself in the moment, flawed and fucking beautiful. This is Brandon Lynette reminding you of your potential with a side of chaos. You're in the arena. Keep swinging.